Welcome to the Art of Unraveling podcast. My name is Erin McGuire, and I'm an empowerment coach and guide here to empower you into feeling completely worthy of a business and life that you love. This podcast is the place to learn how to unravel anything keeping you from that abundant, beautiful life that you so deserve. Nothing is off limits here as we navigate life through psychology, science, and spirit. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Art of Unraveling podcast. I'm Erin McGuire. Today's episode is brought to you by how I'm feeling. I just like to laugh because really I teach and I speak about my own experiences in life. And I think those are probably the most helpful for people. This is what they tell me anyway. So starting about a week ago, I started just feeling very tired again. If you know me, you know that I struggle with fatigue issues. I have in the past anyway, and some hormonal imbalances, adrenal fatigue. I've went through all of that over the years. And I've gotten a lot of that under control, but all of a sudden I just feel utterly exhausted. One thing that's kind of come to me as this has gone on more recently over the last year and a half, is understanding that we are going through an ascension process. So what does that even mean? Well, in one regard, it's that we are upgrading on basically every single level, upgrading our bodies, our minds, our spirits are upgrading, our energy, our emotional bodies, everything is getting an upgrade from a 3D reality to more of a 5D reality. And that is most hard on our physical body. So for some of you listening, you might be like, I've never heard anything like this before. We have to remember, we're not just a physical body. We are also a soul, a spirit, a divine being. And we're in a really powerful time on planet Earth where there's a lot of evolution going on. We're evolving past this, what my teacher Yogi Bhajan said, the Piscean Age into the Aquarian Age. And the Aquarian Age is all about going within. The Piscean Age was all about masculinity. It was all about looking for things outside of you to serve you. The Aquarian Age is about rising into that higher self. And so this is all kind of going on. The planet is evolving. The consciousness of the planet is evolving. And it's all kind of going on. And we're all just kind of walking through life and doing the best we can. And most of us aren't even aware that this stuff is happening. But those of us that are sensitive, a lot of you listening that have been around for years with me or that are attracted to my kind of work, you're most likely an empath, a highly sensitive person, or a light worker, or probably all three of those things. And we came to planet Earth at this time to help the Earth evolve. This is why I have such a desire to work with light workers and help you to get on your path and working with people so that you can step into your mission. I really believe that's part of why we are here, or maybe the only reason we're here is to really, not the only reason, because we're also here to have joy and experience love, have fun too. But we have missions here to help humanity evolve. So part of this ascension process that we are going through as sensitives can be very hard on the physical body. So a lot of people are experiencing many different physical issues like digestion issues, really extreme bouts of fatigue that can't be explained. Thyroid was just slightly off, but then he got everything back to normal and I was still experiencing really bad fatigue. This was in December of 2020. So then he thought that maybe I wasn't making enough serotonin and that possibly I was having depression and wanted to put me on depression medicine, which I'm not against people doing that. It's just I didn't feel that it was right for me to try even just for a few months. So instead I went to Florida and took a more expensive route in that regard and took care of myself that way. But, and then I started getting back to normal. And I do think it was partly to do with a lack of vitamin D. I was kind of low in vitamin D and those numbers went back up. And that's when I started to feel better. But I also think that there's some ascension symptoms happening. So once again, now I'm starting to feel tired again. And what I've been hearing through the grapevine is that this month, July of 2021 is when this is being recorded, is a pretty hard month for us sensitives energy-wise because of all the new upgrades and light codes that are coming in. So we're having another ascension process going on currently, and it's having an effect on our body. And so I want to give you a couple ways. This is going to be a short little podcast today, but if this kind of stuff resonates with you, if you're somebody that is feeling these ascension symptoms and especially fatigue, for me it's fatigue with just kind of like a low motivation, which is really something I'm not used to because I'm a pretty highly motivated individual. I have a lot of drive. I have a lot of excitement to do the things that I get to do every day. And so when I don't feel that way, it's quite a shift from me. I'm learning to just be with it and to give my body rest. I mean, I'm lucky that I work for myself and I work from home, so I can do that occasionally when I want to. But for those of you that can't, you know, to just make sure you're giving yourself some downtime when you can, taking some things off of your plate when you have these kind of symptoms going on, asking for more support from the people around you to get a little respite for yourself. Even if you can, even if it's a night away by yourself or a weekend away, it is the most empowering thing to do, to take a trip by yourself. If you've never done it, I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorite things to do. I feel like my cup just overflows when I take that time for myself and get away and see something new and explore a new town by myself or the woods or wherever it is that I'm going. It's just really, really empowering and soul uplifting. So if you can do that, I recommend it. But if you're somebody that's experiencing these symptoms, one thing you can do is, I call it the glow up exercise, where you're just going to sit and as you inhale, you're going to imagine golden light coming in through the crown of your head. And as you exhale, you're going to imagine thick black clouds of smoke that go out through the soles of your feet down into the earth. And you can sit and do that for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you feel. It is a really powerful way to bring in positive energy. When you do it, you want to hold your breath and imagine any stress, tension, or negativity that you have. If you're holding it in some place in your body, if you're having any physical dis-ease, you can hold that golden light in that place. And then as you exhale, you're releasing that through the soles of your feet in the form of thick black clouds of smoke that goes down into the earth. Really using that powerful visualization to move energy through your body is a really helpful thing to do. The other thing I recommend is the energy routine. You can find that on my YouTube channel. It's just called Energy Routine on my YouTube channel, which is Erin McGuire on YouTube. That is a really great thing to do in the morning to just balance your energy. And then the last thing is to just really kind of start to just go inward and give yourself what your body is asking. So if you've been feeling an inclination to change your diet, maybe to take out sugar or caffeine or something like that, listen to that. That's your body speaking to you. Maybe it's telling you I need to rest more. Maybe it's telling you it needs to be outside more. I mean, you get these inclinations in your mind, and just what a lot of us do is we ignore them and we're like, I don't really have time for that. I've got too much responsibility. How many times have you said that as a woman? I've got too many things to do. Too many people need me. I have too much responsibility. And this is at the heart of what needs to be healed in every woman, is this need to be needed, this need to be responsible, this need to prove ourselves by doing everything for everyone. That's a podcast for another day, because there's a lot to say about that. But I find even today, so I'm having one of those days where I just have low motivation, low energy. I own my own business, so obviously, I don't get a steady paycheck. Thankfully, my business does well, but that little internal voice within me is like, you got to keep moving. You got to keep putting work out there. I had two different programs come to my mind today, and I was seriously considering, but I was like, yeah, I could do both of those. And I had to check myself, as I like to say, check yourself before you wreck yourself, because that's the old paradigm talking. It's not to say that I won't do those two programs, but am I doing them because that's what lights me up inside? Or am I doing that because my ego is telling me we've got to be busy, we've got to be moving forward, we've got to have more income coming in, we've got to have this, that, and the other, we want to grow the business, so you got to keep working. I mean, all the stories that the ego wants to give, when my body, my mind, my soul is telling me to just chill. So I challenge you to listen to what your body is telling you and to see if you can give that to yourself. Because we are ascending. There is way more light coming in that we're being able to hold as long as we are letting go of some control, letting go of figuring everything out, forcing things, and learning how to allow. Because these light code energies can't really come in when we're in a forceful state or a masculine state or a figure it out, push through it state. We have to be in a place of allowing. And sometimes that means we need to just rest so that these downloads can happen. All right, I would love to know if this resonates with you. Let me know. Leave me a comment on my Instagram at Pure Light Wellness, and also leave any questions that you have. We love to use the questions for future episodes. I thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to try the glow up exercise. It's one of my favorites. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. If you would like to connect with me more, you can find my website, my services, and my social media links all in the description of this episode. Remember, you are a beautiful and divine and powerful being, and it's time to own it.